Dr. Jayachandran, thank you for being with us.
Happy to be here.
Why do we need stroke prevention guidelines specifically for women?
60% of stroke deaths are going to occur in women as opposed to 40% in men.
Why is that?
There are specific conditions with regards to women that will provoke a higher incidence of stroke. This ranges everywhere from beginning with hormonal replacement, specific risks with pregnancy, as well as birth control. The vascular system or the blood vessel system in women appears to respond differently from men. And eventually, a stroke is an abnormality or a malfunction of the blood vessel system, thus a higher risk of stroke in women than in men.
You mentioned pregnancy as a risk factor. How does this lead to a greater chance of stroke for women?
Many women develop high blood pressure during pregnancy. Pregnant women also have a higher risk of blood clotting factors, and they can develop specific conditions called preeclampsia, which is associated with more clotting substances in their blood, as well as high blood pressure, leaking protein in their urine, and all of these conditions increase the risk of stroke.
The language in many of the recommendations are obviously written with doctors in mind, but are there some stroke prevention measures in that report that women could easily put into practice on their own?
Absolutely. Stroke risk is higher when birth control is used. Now we're speaking of oral contraception, hormonal agents. So women who are on birth control need to take specific care that they don't put themselves at a higher stroke risk. And the easiest way they can do this is to be screened for blood pressure before they get on a birth control pill. Now, if you are hypertensive, then you got to think twice about getting on birth control. And if you are on birth control, absolutely do not smoke.
Other measures that could be put into practice?
Moving on to women in pregnancy, when they cross 12 weeks of pregnancy, the recommendation is to use a low dose of aspirin in pregnancy, as well as calcium replacement, both of which seem to reduce the risk of this condition called preeclampsia, or a specific disease state in women and high blood pressure.
And just for women in general?
Now, just for women in general, specifically as you get into the older age range and those looking at hormone replacement, no longer is hormonal replacement therapy in our women who have reached menopause recommended as a means to reduce stroke risk. In fact, a warning is there that it could increase stroke risk.
And those are just some of the guidelines that are in the report. Let me ask you this. Why is it, how is it we have not had these guidelines before?
I think it's just being highlighted here. We've had an increased focus on women and heart disease, women and blood vessel disease, and I think this is just a natural extension, specifically with stroke going to be a greater problem in women than in men. I think it's just increased awareness. I think people are waking up to it. They're just getting smarter.
Dr. Jayachandran, thank you for being with us.
Happy to.